Derek Haas is a writer and producer who created Chicago Fire. He's the executive producer of Chicago PD and Chicago Med. And Derek joins us now. And I guess things are pretty quiet as far as your production is concerned, isn't it, Derek?
Yes, sir. We had to shut down a little earlier than we planned at the end of last season. And this is our quiet time anyway. We're usually on hiatus till June is when the writers start, and then July is usually when we start shooting, but we're a little open right now.
As a veteran writer and producer of many movies, what are you hearing from Hollywood executives about plans going forward when we come out of this pandemic?
I think everyone's cautiously optimistic that we can be going again end of the summer, into the fall, but in the new normal way that everybody, you know, is, we're going to follow the guidelines that are set by productions and producers, and trying to ensure to make, you know, the shows that we make as safely as possible.
I know the cast members are coming together to do something really nice, really fun, and really great for the city. Tell us about that.
Yeah, this cast has always been, in the 8 years that I've been watching them operate, so generous with their time, and they love to raise money, and they love causes, and they have a particular soft spot for the city of Chicago, even the ones who are transplanted there. And David Eigenberg is usually, spearheading these efforts. So he got the cast together on Zoom, and which is the format everybody sees now. And he said, let's raise money for the Greater Chicago Food Depository, because every dollar that you raise there is three meals for someone. And so he had nine of the cast members, including himself, get together on Zoom and play a trivia contest where he asked them questions about the city of Chicago, test their knowledge, and then made donations to the food depository based on the answers. And it was really funny and fun, and it was just great to see everybody again.
Yeah, that's so great that all of those folks have become really part of the community here. We obviously love those shows, and it sounds like cast and crew love our great city.
They do. They really take it seriously. I think part of it is that the shows themselves are about first responders, and they know when they put on those uniforms, they got to honor the people who they're portraying. But in a bigger sense, the show has Chicago in the title, and they've just embraced Chicago. Almost everyone has moved there permanently and now calls it home. And who would have thought that you'd spend, you know, a near decade in the place that you were going to go make a TV show about? And so they've really adopted it. And I should say, if you want to watch the Zoom that David put together, it's on the Wolf Entertainment Instagram site. You can find it there. You can also find it on the Facebook pages for the various shows. And then they'll have a link there to the Greater Chicago Food Depository where you can make a donation if you feel like it. Always trying to reach out and help others.
We will check that out for sure. Derek, as someone who oversees what Chicago Fire and Chicago Med are going to be doing, and Chicago PD, is the thinking that you could easily apply pandemic-related stories to all three of those shows, obviously, but are you thinking that we're not going to want to see that once we come through this, that we've had enough, or are you going to write about that?
Well, oddly, we did an infection crossover last year where it was like a flesh-eating bacteria, but it was all 3 hours of the show, and we had a parade for Chicago that was shut down because of it. And I mean, you talk about art imitating life, or art predicting life, and then I never would have thought that, you know, the city would shut down in such a way. I will say, when we come back, I think we've always just reflected the city how it is, and we'll know a lot more in September than we know right now. I mean, when you think about how much things changed in March and April to where we are now, how much they're going to change in June and July. to whatever is that quote unquote normal, we're going to want to reflect that. So I don't think we're going to go specifically into what happened and more about what is happening now. And if that means you have, you know, some extras wearing, you know, masks or I don't know yet. We haven't really started to break the season, but I do want to get back to showing Chicago first responders in the best, you know, heroic light possible.
And are you planning on continuing with Chicago Fire and Chicago Med and Chicago PD for the foreseeable future, Derek?
Yeah, we got NBC really believes in the show and gave us a 3-season pickup at the end of last year. We've never gotten more than one season, and we usually don't even find out about that until May, but we found this out early in February. 3 seasons just said this network believes in this show and wants you to keep telling these stories for a while. So I'm going to stay until they tell me, you know, they're going to have to drag me away.
And is there any chance you can whisper in Dick Wolf's ear, hey, it's about time to do another spinoff. How about Chicago Radio this time?
You know, it's been bandied around a lot, and we're going to let you know as soon as we have it. Lights, camera, action.
Yeah, I'm great as a dead body, by the way. That's what I do best, so keep that in mind. It's Derek.
I think you probably have a face for the camera. You know, they say face for radio, but I have a feeling you've got it.
Yeah, Derek Haas is the co-creator of Chicago Fire, executive producer of Chicago PD and Chicago Med. Stay in touch. And our best to the cast members, and we really appreciate their efforts on behalf of the Greater Chicago Food Depository and all they do to give back to the city. It's really nice to see that, Derek.
Yeah, and thank you so much for having us again. You always do right by us, and we really appreciate your show and all the people who watch.
Talk to you down the road.
Thanks, sir.
Stay healthy.
You later.
All right.